back to the programme. Bobby here with you all the way till 12 o'clock. There may be over 70,000 Irish fans descending on France for Euro 2016 through planes, trains and automobiles. But my next guess, yes, they're taking the hardest route of all. Having set off on bicycles from the Aviva Stadium last Tuesday, with a boat trip to Cherbourg included, this group of 90 or so entrepreneurs had decided to cycle to Paris in aid of a very good cause. All proceeds raised through the Dublin to Paris cycle will go directly to Mustard Seed Communities. The event will help fund the building and operations of a school in Zimbabwe. The cyclists are heading from Le Mans to Chartres today, before they head on to Paris in time for Monday's big game against Sweden. Delighted now to be joined by my old friend and former Dragon, Niall O'Farrell. How are you, Niall?
Hi, Bobby. How are you?
Now, sorry for getting you up so early in the morning. I know you're weary and saddle sore and all that stuff,
no,
Niall.
Don't worry. I'm in my lycra. I'm termed a mammal.
That's not an image that conjures up well on national radio, Niall. You in dressed as a mammal there. But tell me about this.
Yes.
What are you doing out there?
Ready to set off on our bikes. 95 of us at this stage. 55 did the 700 kilometres from the Aviva Stadium, set off by the French ambassador in Dublin with outriders. They cycled all the way to Rosslare, got the ferry across to Cherbourg and cycled the whole way. We've met them here. We're now cycling from Le Mans to Chartres, and then we go to Rue Foch, where the Irish ambassador in Paris will meet us, and we'll cycle down and then head out to Stade de France. So this is all in aid of building a school, which the site was donated. Every single penny or euro that's raised goes straight to the 80 children that we're raising funds for in the most marginalised area, to feed them for 5 years and educate them for in the school. Well, so I must say, I've been just taken aback by the amount of support that we have.
How much will you raise on this cycle?
Bobby, we're going to raise €150,000 for this cycle in the 6 days.
Well done. And it's not then just a cheap way of getting to the match, going by bike instead of going by Aer Lingus.
No, everyone pays their own way and everyone's fundraising separately to actually the expense of actually getting here.
Okay, well, that's great. Who else have you got with you there? Now, let me talk to some other people.
Charlie Higgins, sister, wonderful man. He's like a headmaster to everyone because he's a serious cyclist. So today, Bobby, we're heading off now, literally in 10 minutes, 125K today to Chartres, and then 85K tomorrow. This guy has done his cycling.
Thanks, Niall, and good luck with the cycle. Hi, Cara, how are you?
Hiya, Bobby. If I was the headmaster, I'm afraid Niall would be expelled at this stage. But anyway,
I know. Yeah, sometimes you have to knock on his door a bit loud in the morning to get him into the groove. But he's a great guy, and he'll keep you entertained if nothing else there for the day.
We need the chairman of our social committee.
Absolutely,
in full voice. On
now, Cahir, tell me about the role of social entrepreneurship in this actual group.
In terms of the school, for example, is a great firm of architects in Dublin, Merritt Buchholz, and Merritt is partaking in the event. But he also volunteered to assist in designing the school. And we've got other companies, for example, who have specific expertise in construction and design and education, and they've all logged in behind us and helped us. There are other little small aspects as well. The Irish Youth Foundation have four of their young fellows from Bradog on the trip, and they're trainee bike mechanics. So that's a model that we'd hope to roll out as well in an educational sense, where guys can train to be city and guild mechanics.
And can I ask you as well, you know, there's a lot of, and I've done some house building work out in Zimbabwe myself, but is it harder to get support for an initiative such as this when there's so many, I suppose, you know, well-giving causes at home, and one can't give to everything? Is it a harder sell when even though there's no dispute around the actual value of the work that you're doing here, but is it a harder sell to raise funds for something that's in Zimbabwe, say, rather than in Ireland?
I don't really know, as I'm not particularly an expert in the funding side of charities. I could certainly tell you that in terms of when we got the idea to have a cycle to the Euros, We knew that it'd be an easier sell because of the fact that people love football and people love a bit of cycling. So we knew that there'd be a good overlap. As well, I think Irish people are very conscious of disability and the importance of education, and we know what's, we have our own problems, there are other problems elsewhere, and we have a tradition in Ireland of being very generous internationally, all the way back to Bob Geldof and Live Aid, I think particularly Africa resonates with Irish
okay.
people, so I haven't found it as difficult as I would have thought it might have been, if that makes sense.
Okay, well, well done to you and well done to all your colleagues. Can I speak to Martin Phelan there, the legal man, the head of William Fry, I believe, is with you.
Yeah, no, Martin is a great fan of Fry. It's been amazing. And listen, we'd like to thank yourselves and News Talk for all your support, too.
Not at all, so, not at all. Pleasure to talk to you.
Genuinely.
Martin?
So, I'm handing over to Martin now. Martin Phelan, who's the head of tax and Fry.
Martin, how are you?
Are you?
Are you carrying a very heavy legal burden there with those 95 cyclists in terms of public and private, public and other types of liabilities? No.
I tell you one thing: what you don't think of at all is the law when you're out there cycling, trying to follow a guy's wheels within 6 inches.
That's right.
So I'm carrying a heavy belly burden around myself that's quickly depleting, though.
And tell me this, Martin, are you a cyclist or is this something that you've trained specifically for?
No, I mean, I cycled. I used the cycle to work scheme for a bike and I cycle in and out to work, which is only 5 kilometres each way, so not really. So the only cycling I've done in preparation here was 2 35-kilometre cycles, and then I did 160K. 150 and 170k yesterday. So
my God! So really, you did no training, is what you're saying, and then you did 150k.
So anybody can do it. If I can do it,
well done. That's great. Keep flying the flag, there, Martin. That's Martin Phelan. There, he's a partner and the head of William Fry. Also, Cara O'Higgins, a solicitor, and Niall O'Farrell. They're all great. Great work. Keep doing what you're doing, lads. Enjoy the match, enjoy the cycle, and raise plenty of money for the Little Angels Project in Zimbabwe.
And Bobby, can I just say to thank you to all our clients and staff and partners who supported us.
Absolutely, you can. All right, well done to you all, and keep doing what you're doing. Okay, I'll be back in a few minutes with the EY Entrepreneur of the Year Worlds. Stay tuned for that.
Down to business on News Talk. Vodafone 4G.